Oh,
Yeah.
thank you.
Hey, tell us about your music. What's your music style?
Well, I would say that my style is very eclectic. I grew up surrounded by music. Every year we would have a family reunion, and we were singing gospel songs and just everything, just singing. I grew up, with my mother singing in the house. I would follow her around the house singing when I was 2 years old. So I grew up in a singing family. I grew up watching my mom sing, and also my dad's Puerto Rican, my mom's Bahamian. So having, all that culture surrounded around me, my dad would play the bongos all the time in our garage, and I would like dance, do my salsa dancing, and we'd dance together. And he'd listen to the Beatles. He'd listen to the Motown music on like the oldies radio station, and he listened to Celia Cruz and Hector Lavoe, and he listened to just such a wide range of music. And my mom, every time I was with her, I was listening to Anita Baker, Yolanda Adams, Kirk Franklin, a bunch of soul singers and gospel artists. And they would put on like The Wiz, like musical classics and all this kind of stuff. So they
A12
really,
range for movies.
2 minutes.
And
top
two.
Check out what.
For a long time, I didn't know what style I was gonna do because I grew up listening to everything and I loved everything. And then when I went to school, I studied musical theater. So
A12 range for movies.
Really
2 minutes.
And
top two.
Singing all these cover songs, I had to really get back to okay, what does Aisha want to do?
Don't try
to
live
do I want to
cause
about,
what's
all that
meant to be, it's gonna be part of you. I really am understanding.
Once you hear my song, my first single Rocked Up, you're like, okay, well, this is the side of Saisha that we didn't get to see on American Idol. A more confident woman, self-assured woman, and I'm very, very excited to share, my music with everyone. It's gonna be amazing. So my sound is very, it has pop elements, very universal. It has R&B elements, but it's overall very eclectic.
Saisha, how was it being, or was there added pressure being that your mom was a backup singer for Motown?
No, not at all. I didn't feel any pressure in that area. I've always loved to sing. Like, since I was 2 years old, I was, following her around the house singing and listening to her sing in church. And my mom and my dad and, my sisters were always very supportive of me. I think whatever I chose to do, whether it was, even if I stopped singing, I'm sure they would have encouraged me to continue to sing. But just very supportive, and I never, like, my mom was never one of those, like, stage mothers, where, she wouldn't take me around and say, okay, sing for this person and do this and do that, dress like this, wear your hair like this. She was just supportive of whatever I did, whether I was in school, not in school, doing a reality show, she was just, I couldn't ask for a better mom. So there was never pressure in that area, never.
You mentioned your dad was Puerto Rican, your mom Bohemian.
Bahamian. Mm-hmm.
Bahamian.
Yeah.
My question is, who is the real Saisha Mercado?
Who is the real Saisha Mercado? Well, if you ask my close friends that, you will know the answer. But none of them are around, so I hate having to tell people oh, well, this is me. Well, I guess you could say I'm a very giving person. And that's why I'm excited about, my single coming out next month and my EP in August, because I've written so many songs and I've co-written so many things with, Grammy Award-winning people and, up-and-coming people. And, finally the time has come where I get to, show the world, pieces of me at a time, And over time you'll be like, oh, okay, this is, we all have mini sides, and on this album, I'm showing people, my mini sides, and also the versatility in my voice. And, I love dancing, so I have to have, some dance records on there where, people can really just have fun. There's something for everybody. But, I'm a very giving person, a very nice person. I'm very family-oriented. You know, I love dancing. I love having fun. I love just being around people, you know, who are positive and happy, because I like to be happy and optimistic and, you know, think positive all the time. So I like being surrounded by people like that. And, you know, I'm just living life to the fullest and, you know, just learning from my mistakes and learning from, you know, people around me and things that I see. And I'm just living life.
Hey, that's all right. Speaking of being a very giving, a very kind, nice person, tell us about your support for the AmeriCan program with Jim Brown.
Oh, well, my sister actually works for the program, and she is the one that got me started with working with AmeriCan, and it pretty much takes the I can't out of, you know, the youth's mouth and puts, you know, I can. It's a program that encourages youth to kind of, you know, be optimistic and really think about, you know, what they're saying, because your words are very powerful, and it's not only just about the people that you're surrounded by, you know, your crowd, but it's also about your mentality. So it's, you know, one of those self-esteem programs, and it keeps kids off the streets. And they're actually having a graduation next week. So right now I'm in Miami, and next week I'll be back home in Bradenton, and I'm attending a graduation that Marvin will be at, and also Jim Brown, and some of the kids are graduating from that program. So I'm going to be there to support them. And, you know, I love kids, and I love to be able to, you know, to send the message out that, you know, anything is possible if you are determined, if you stay positive, and if you work hard. Anything is possible. It can happen. Like, nothing will ever fall in your lap, but you have to know that if you work towards a goal or if you have a dream, if you pursue it and you're serious about it, it can happen for you. So that's my message to the kids. And AmeriCan is one of those ways that I can get out there and talk to the kids and really let them know that anything is possible.
In the remaining minutes, what type of impact do you think you're going to have on the industry?
A huge impact.
Okay.
And I really feel like I'm so ready, more than ever right now, to, you know, release my music. I definitely feel like, I don't consider myself a diva, but I feel like, you know, if you know, some of my music comes out and people are like, oh, well, she got that diva call. That's fine with me. I'm ready to take on the challenge, you know. So I just want people to know that, you know, your past doesn't determine your future, you know. And I've been through a lot in my past, you know, with my family and, you know, with, you know, doing a reality show and just putting all my stuff together and working so hard. Like, everything is finally manifesting right now. And I just want people to know that, yeah, it can happen for you. It can happen. It doesn't matter how long it's been since Idol or how long it's been since the last project, but it's happening now. So, yeah.
It has been a pleasure. We
thank you.
And we just hope, well, not hope, we know that you are going to be successful in anything you do, and we look to see dreams. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And keep smiling.
Okay, keep smiling. Yes.
Love that smile, okay?
Thank you.
It's Sasha McCardo on Star 1310.